that this means anything about General Flynn cooperating against the president.
Correspondent Joe Johns. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals has more than doubled the prison sentence for Oscar Pistorius after the prosecution appealed his original sentence of 6 years as too lenient.
The former Olympic sprinter killed his girlfriend at his home in the early hours of Valentine's Day in 2013, an act he says was an accident after he mistook her for an intruder. However, the prosecution argued he did it on purpose after the two had an argument. The minimum sentence for murder in South Africa is 15 years, but individual judges can lower the sentence if there are compelling reasons to do so. I'm Sierra Crawford.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,526, the NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports, the Redskins win, the Cowboys lose, the Vikings beat the Lions. College basketball, GW loses, UVA wins. NHL, the Caps host Tampa Bay tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick.
Depend on WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings continue with the lowest prices of the year through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 Express Lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass or EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66ExpressLanes.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Several accidents to tell you about. Route 50 Arlington Boulevard westbound just beyond Leesburg Pike. There is an accident with police on the scene. They're waiting for a tow truck. The scene is being cleaned up. The vehicles have been moved, but still a slow go nonetheless. In Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, a crash with police on the scene. They're also waiting for a truck. Columbia Pike southbound past 32. A crash on the shoulder. 95 northbound beyond Route 32, an accident on the shoulder as well. And in Annapolis, Fairview Avenue at Cross Street, the fire department is there on a house fire, lane blockages, and an EMS there as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will climb into Saturday, then cool a little bit on Sunday behind your front. In the meantime, some sun today with a high of 55, clear tonight with a low of 39. Clouds will move in tomorrow with a few showers and a high of 60, then clearing Sunday behind the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 in Leesburg, 26 in Silver Spring, 32 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VDOT. One GOP pollster's advice to Republicans in 2018 is be aggressive. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. In for Mary and Vince. I love the last part of the newscast about Republicans being more aggressive in 2018. You can find that story at the website at WMAL.com. But here's the thing. Republicans do need to be more aggressive in 2018. I think I took a call yesterday here on the radio program as I was filling in for Mary and Vince here on Mornings on the Mall. And the guy's basic message was a good one, and that is that for the Republicans, and I don't want to go off on a whole political thing here on Black Friday, but I will because that's what I do. For the Republicans, they are so incredibly willing to be called racist. They're so incredibly willing to be called the party that is anti-poor people. They're so willing to allow the sticks and the stones to be hurled at them from the left. And it seems to me like the Republicans, they just never respond. And so for whoever is commenting on what the Republicans need to do in 2018, I wholeheartedly agree. The Republicans, they're so willing to allow their agenda and their branding and their narrative to be taken over by the left every time they want to do something. Whether it's tax reform, whether it's repealing and replacing, repealing and repairing Obamacare, whatever it is. They're so willing to allow Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and these other folks to get up to a microphone and just talk about how the Republicans are trying to starve children and kill old people, and they just let it happen. It's like they want to, at times, it feels like anyway, hide from the decisions that they make. As opposed to coming out and saying, listen, Obamacare is broken, here's what we are doing to fix it. They don't. It just seems like they're willing to allow folks on the left to utilize the same talking points over and over and over again. All that being said, it is Black Friday, and nobody wants to hear a political sermon from yours truly today. The president, though, of course, we know, just kind of speaking of which, as a matter of fact, you've got a bunch of folks on the left now who are screaming about, of all things, the president's Thanksgiving message to the troops. Here's part of what the president had to say yesterday.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. You're very, very special people to me and to everybody in this country, that I can tell you. And I've got five deployed units bravely representing each branch of our armed forces. And we're going on live right now, and surrounding me is a lot of press. Better me than you, believe me, fellas. Better me than you. It's an honor to speak with you all and to give God thanks for the blessings of freedom and for the heroes who really have this tremendous courage that you do to defend us and to defend freedom. So we want to thank you all very much. Very, very special people.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what was so controversial about that comment, but let's hear what else the president had to say about the economy.
When you come back, you're going to see with jobs and companies coming back into our country, and the stock market just hit a record high. Unemployment's the lowest it's been in 17 years. So you're fighting for something real. You're fighting for something good. A lot of things have happened with our country over the last very short period of time, and they're really good. They're really good.
Yeah, so apparently those are the comments that some folks had a problem with, including retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, who took to CNN and talked about the fact that Trump's message wasn't necessarily the right one.
The president's message, getting to your question, first of all, I'm thankful for the fact that he did address the soldiers. But the message that I heard and some of the things he said would have not rung very well with me had I been a deployed soldier. We have been winning. You're talking to soldiers and military personnel around the world who have been in this fight for 17 years, and to suddenly be told that they're winning now when they weren't winning before is somewhat insulting, first of all. And secondly, the comments about the economy and where the economy is growing, deployed service members don't want to hear about that. They want to hear, hey, thanks.
Well, the president did say thanks, and this is what, for me anyway, gets a little frustrating, is sometimes these talking heads on CNN, MSNBC, it does get a little frustrating because they're taking one little part of what the president had to say and trying to blow it up. First of all, as far as whether or not the military and our veterans are winning, well, the truth of the matter is we are winning in the battle against ISIS. We know that their caliphate has shrunk to the point now where I don't even know if it's irrelevant anymore, at least as far as their caliphate in the Middle East. We know that we have rooted ISIS out of a number of different areas and towns in Syria and, of course, Iraq as well. But beyond all that, we do still have the war in terror as it relates to attacks on the West. So, for example, in places in Europe and, of course, here in America as well. It is an ongoing issue, but as far as the Middle East goes and as far as the caliphate goes, we have certainly, since the president took over, we are now winning in that sense. But the president also talked about how the economy is now winning. And regardless as to whether or not you feel like President Obama or President Trump is responsible for the uptick in the economy and unemployment as well is down, regardless as to who you think is responsible for that, there is no doubt that the economy is better, and that is good for folks coming back from the war on terror. And there's another guy. I'm going to play one more soundbite for you. This is a Robert Tranham. He is a guy who used to work with Rick Santorum, and he says that the president lacked authenticity. Listen to this.
Two things. One, it's nice for the president to do that.
For sure.
He's the commander-in-chief. He should be thanking the men and women who serve and protect our freedoms. Maybe I'm overreading this, but it didn't seem to be very authentic. He seemed to be heavily scripted, and maybe, again, I'm reading much more into it. I'm used to a president looking directly into the camera and thanking the men and women, as I mentioned before, thanking them for their service, talking about them and not about me, meaning the president, talking about them and what they're doing and not about, to use his words, a beautiful tax cut. So it was a little bit disjointed. It didn't seem authentic to me, but again, maybe I'm reading much more into it.
I think that he is reading too much into it. Interesting, too, because we know that that was on MSNBC, and we know they loved former President Obama, who clearly was the teleprompter president. And so for President Trump, a guy who not necessarily dependent on teleprompters, he'll basically say whatever's on his mind, and that's why a lot of people like what the president stands for and like what the president has to say, because you always know that he's going to be absolutely, positively, brutally honest. Now, as far as what the president has done for veterans heading back into America, we know that the VA is doing well. It's got a lot of room to improve still, but the VA is doing better in facilities across America, although we do still hear horror stories. And as I mentioned before, the economy is doing better, and certainly tax cuts as well will certainly help the middle class and certainly veterans coming back into America from the war on terror in the Middle East. And so it is always fascinating to watch as the folks on the left, CNN, MSNBC, I'm talking to you, they'll do whatever it is that they can do. They'll find whatever little angle that they can to try and find something negative on the president, regardless of the good intentions of the president. So that is something that is always fun to cover, because to me, they are incredibly transparent. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Marion Vince on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. It is Black Friday, 888-630-9625, 888-630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather together. First on the fives, say good morning to Art Andrews and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. So far on this Black Friday, not too much of a problem on the majors. Anacostia Freeway northbound, no problem from the 11th Street Bridge to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the Beltway's inner loop and outer loop looking pretty good for all things considered. 395 northbound between the DC waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel is moving well. 270 headed south from 121 to 370. It's about a 10-minute trip. In Columbia, Columbia Pike southbound just past Route 32. An accident has been cleared. Route 50, Arlington Boulevard westbound beyond Leesburg Pike. We still are dealing with a crash, an earlier crash. Police are on the scene. The cleanup is underway. They're waiting for a tow truck. And New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, a crash with police on the scene. Again, here they're waiting on a tow truck. It has been moved to the shoulder, that crash. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And it is a good forecast indeed today. Sunny, warmer than yesterday. Highs around 55 tonight. A clear skies and a low of 39. Right now it is 33 degrees at our nation's capital.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those are supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Right here. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan in Fort Mary and Vince. Appreciate you being here. Not a good Thanksgiving for Al Franken. I got to tell you something. The more that we hear about some of these guys, some of these gropers, in Congress, and by the way, in state houses all across America as well. And of course, we know what's going on in Hollywood. Uma Thurman, coming up later this hour, will talk about what she has said now to Harvey Weinstein. But the more that we find out about all of these allegations of sexual harassment and, in some cases, sexual assault as well, the more it's not real surprising that Washington, D.C. is as dysfunctional as they are. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about as we analyze what's been happening is the fact that you have a lot of guys who are far away from home, and it's almost like a boys' club mentality. It seems like they're inside the Beltway. We know that CNN, they reported on this creep list, and this creep list is a list of all of the various lawmakers and the people that work for them on Capitol Hill that you don't want to be in an elevator with them alone. And it sounds, to be perfectly honest, it sounds all the things that have been going on, allegedly, on Capitol Hill is something that could have and should have stopped a long time ago. But for whatever reason, the rules were not in place for these things to be taken care of. And so now it's essentially the people that have been getting away with this kind of behavior for a long time. Well, now they are under fire, and it's about damn time, to be perfectly honest with you. So Al Franken now is admitting that he crossed a line after these groping allegations. This is a story that broke yesterday afternoon. Al Franken issuing an apology to the people of his state on Thanksgiving Day and said that he was, quote, committed to regaining their trust after not one, not two, not three, but four women now are coming out and saying that he crossed the line, and he is now apologizing and admitting that he crossed the line. Here's what he had to say, and this is interesting. He says, I'm a warm person. I hug people, Franken said in a statement. Now, for the record, the allegations against Franken are, we know what that radio and television personality Leanne Tweeden accused Franken of doing. We all know about the picture where she is sleeping on that plane at that USO tour, and he's got his hands over her breasts. But we also know about the fact that they were rehearsing, and her accusation and her allegation is that Franken kissed her forcibly and shoved his tongue down her throat. So we know that there are a lot of various allegations out there regarding Al Franken. We don't know, and frankly, I don't know, whether her version of the rehearsal is true. Because Franken says, well, that's not how I remember the rehearsal. But now, since then, three other women have come forward and said that while they were at campaign stops with Al Franken, they wanted to take a picture, he would take his hand and move it down to their behind, and apparently he would grab himself a little handful, if you know what I mean. So there's a difference between saying, I hug people, because that's not the allegation. The allegation is that he was grabbing women's behinds. There's a big difference between that and hugging people. But he says, I'm a warm person. I hug people. He says, I've learned from recent stories that in some of these encounters, I crossed a line for some women, and I know that any number is too many. He says, I feel terribly that I've made some women feel badly. And for that, he says, I am so sorry, and I want to make sure that that never happens again. Again, and this is not, just so we're clear, this is not something where, because I'm conservative, I'm coming out against Al Franken, who's a Democrat. This has to do with a couple of things. One is it has to do with accepting the consequences for your behavior. And so for Franken to, and acknowledging that you've done something wrong. We're not, again, not to talk about this one little part of his statement, but it's not about hugging people. It's not that he's a quote-unquote warm person. It's that people walked up to you, Al, the allegation is, to take a picture with their representative, and you grabbed their derriere. That's not being a warm person, Al. That's being a creep. Anyway, Franken's new statement was released on Thanksgiving afternoon yesterday, hours after an article published by the Huffington Post detailed claims by two women who said Franken grabbed their buttocks during campaign events in 2007 and 2008. One of the women described Franken as, quote, a serial groper, and admitted that she voted for him despite the incident. Franken initially responded, if you don't remember this from yesterday, to the Huffington Post story by saying, quote, it's difficult to respond to anonymous accusers, and I don't remember those campaign events. Now, I will say to Franken, he is absolutely right. because let's not forget that these are allegations. And I don't know what's going on with some of these guys who are being accused of such things, because they know what their behavior is. If I was somebody who made a habit of grabbing women on the behind, on the buttocks, I would certainly know that that is just simply part of my behavioral pattern. But it is important to note that these are allegations. This is not a court of law. This is a court of public opinion. And certainly that court of public opinion is driven by social media and also by the media. So if you're Al Franken, how do you possibly defend yourself? And this is the same for a lot of what these guys are going through. Listen, a lot of these things are allegations. There's nothing provable here. As far as Al Franken goes, he shot himself in the foot by stupidly taking that picture of himself with his hands over that radio and television reporter's breasts. And so that is ultimately what started the downfall of Al Franken. So now the question is, well, what happens to Franken? Will he ultimately step aside? We do have some folks that are saying that he should resign his seat. Some liberal groups, we're not talking about conservatives, folks. Some liberal groups have called for Franken to step aside over these allegations. And what they're asking is that Democratic Representative Keith Ellison replace him in the Senate. My name is Dan Mandis. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Vince Colonnades here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
It's important if you're working with an advisor or you're thinking about working with an advisor that you spend more time talking about what you want to accomplish in retirement than the investments and or products that are available to achieve those outcomes. It is critically important.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Running a small business can be demanding. The more you grow, the more you have to coordinate. There's more inventory, more employees, more customers. That's why small business owners need more from their internet service. The GigSpeed network from Comcast Business gives you more, with speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. That means powering more employees on multiple devices, more video conferencing, and more downloads in seconds, not minutes. Plus, when you get fast internet with download speeds up to 1,000 megabits per second, you can add TV and phone for your business for just $24.90 more per month. Comcast is building America's largest gig speed network to give small businesses more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to join or visit business.comcast.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 12/21/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares up to 1 gigabit per second to 50 megabits per second downloads.
7:25 right here on Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. We do traveling weather together first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. East Capitol Street in the district, westbound between 6th Street Northeast and 4th. We have some very slow traffic at this particular time. This report sponsored by Spot Hero, 295 northbound between the Beltway and the 11th Street Bridge. It's about a 10-minute trip, just a little bit sluggish. And Laurel, Route 1 at Dormer Avenue, a disabled vehicle on the shoulder. New Hampshire Avenue in Silver Spring, Powder Mill Road, an accident with police on the scene. They are waiting on a tow truck. The vehicle has been moved to the shoulder and 270 northbound to the Beltway. The 121, it's about a 20, 22-minute commute. As for mass transit, it is on or near schedule. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some sun today and winds out of the south and southwest, the high should reach 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low dropping to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 33 degrees in our nation's capital.
They stand for freedom across the world. But when our wounded service members come home, many have a long road ahead. That's why there's Fisher House.
We go to war one way, we come back a little different.
When you donate to Fisher House, you not only support our military, but their families as well.
90% of our rehab and healing is having the support of our family.
Join Leonardo in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Donate today at WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
What's in a name? If you relentlessly push the cutting edge in air and defense products, systems, and services, your name should reflect that. It should be synonymous with the kind of innovation that comes from investing 11% of your annual revenues in research and development. That's why we at Finmeccanica have transitioned to Leonardo. Inspired by one of history's greatest innovators, it's a name we're proud to bear, one that leaves nothing to question. Get the full story at leonardocompany.com/EN.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job.
You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800 got junk magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger
and cleaner
and happier.
I know the customers are sure happy.
That's the job, Tom. That's the job.
So where are we headed now?
We got a call to clean out a shed
and haul off an old rusty swing set
and some other stuff in the yard.
Will the air sparkle when they point?
Yes, and whatever they're pointing at will disappear.
But the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck has got to be there,
and you've got to have your shirt tail tucked in.
And you've
got
to be wearing your hat.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Straight ahead, well, we've got Black Friday by the numbers, and the president defending himself against the Washington Post. Stay close right here. This morning's on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An elderly woman has died in an early morning house fire in Prince George's County. Firefighters were called to that home on Wilburn Drive in Capitol Heights around 3 this morning and were told someone may be trapped inside.
They did locate a female, estimated to be in her 70s, up on that upper level. She was brought to the outside. CPR was initiated and she was transported to an area hospital in extremely critical condition.
Fire spokesman Mark Brady also says one firefighter suffered serious burns in that early morning house fire today. The Redskins keep their playoff hopes alive with a Thanksgiving night win over the New York Giants, but Coach Jay Gruden says he's not ready to declare the team playoff contenders.
We have to take one game at a time. You know, coach speak, obviously, but there's no way you can even look forward to the playoffs right now. We have a great game against the Dallas Cowboys who came in here and beat us last time, so we just take one game at a time, and after the season, we'll see where we stand.
Kirk Cousins threw for a pair of second-half touchdowns to seal the win for the Redskins. Senator Al Franken is apologizing to the people of Minnesota and says he is, quote, committed to regaining their trust. At least 4 women have now accused Franken of inappropriate physical contact. The Navy has called off the search for 3 sailors who are still missing after a transport plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean Wednesday off the coast of Japan. 8 other people were rescued and are in good condition. A McLean man is in trouble for bringing a loaded .32 caliber handgun to Reagan National Airport. TSA caught the man early yesterday as he was about to board a flight. TSA officers spotted the gun in a carry-on bag during X-ray screening. The man is now facing a state weapons charge. Checking your money, the Dow Dow opens today at 23,526. The NASDAQ at 68,67. Sports sponsored by Staples. A win for the Redskins, a loss for the Cowboys. The Vikings win. College basketball, UVA wins. GW loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Lightning tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Go to Staples this Black Friday for great deals on tablets, printers, monitors, and other great holiday gifts like an HP Stream laptop for just $199, including 1 year of Office 365 Personal. While supplies last, ends 11/27/17 at Staples Black Friday.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's four locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where, on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. ChildHelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to JoeHadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Don't miss Cabela's Black Friday Doorbuster Sale for 5 hours only. Save $50 after mail-in rebate on a Remington UMC 9mm handgun bucket of ammo. Get Cabela's O2 Octane Performance hoodies for only $19.99. And save $60 on a Nikon Aculon Camo Rangefinder. Plus, be one of the first 600 in line to receive a free giveaway. Doors open at 5 a.m. Can't wait? Cabela's is now open on Thanksgiving Day. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's fall, football season, and just like a good quarterback is critical to your football team's success, so a good realtor is essential in quarterbacking your purchase or sale of real estate. From the halfback of advertising to the fullback of negotiating, to get you into the end zone, you need a realtor who can move the ball against a tough field of buyers or sellers. And if that's you, call me. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster at 1-800-900-9104 or ericstewartgroup.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, keeping a watchful eye on an accident. The interloop of the Beltway approaching Van Dorn. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. It involves a box truck and a pickup truck. The outer loop of the Beltway between Pennsylvania Avenue and Route 50, it's about a 12-minute trip, so just a little bit sluggish. 66 westbound from the bridge, the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway, it's about 12 or 13. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, it's a 15-minute commute. And Morrill, Route 1 at Dormer Avenue, watch out for a disabled vehicle, albeit on the shoulder. Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, a crash. Police are there waiting for a tow truck. And Fairview Avenue in Annapolis at Cross Street Fire Department activity. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some sun today and winds out of the south and southwest, the high should reach 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low dropping to 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Manassas, 28 in Waldorf, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, it's Dan Mandis, 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I am in for Mary and Vince. It is Mornings on the Mall. Yes, indeed, it is Black Friday, and a couple other things going on in the news. And yeah, it is a Black Friday. A lot of folks talking about the fact that they will not go out to shop this morning because they can do it all online. I've got some of those numbers coming up. Did you see the story? I'm going to share this with you here in the next couple of minutes. Apparently, people were so anxious to get into Walmart that they actually stole some Walmart uniforms to sneak in early. Yep, so we've got that story as well as a number of others, Black Friday-related conversations to have in the segments ahead. But this is one of the most interesting topics, I think, that is out there today that is not related to Black Friday, and that is the Washington Post came out, a guy by the name of Greg Sargent, and he's criticizing the president because of the fact that he is feuding with quote-unquote African-Americans, noting that the president, for whatever reason, seems to engage with these folks on Twitter. Here's what he had to say. Let's be clear about this, Greg Sargent writes. President Trump regularly goes out of his way to attack prominent African-Americans, not just to, quote, stoke the culture wars, but more precisely to stoke the sense among many of his supporters that the system is unfairly rigged on behalf of minorities and that he's here to put things right, Sargent wrote at the start of his piece. He then goes on to give examples of this, including the fact that the president has been sparring with LeVar Ball, whose son was briefly detained by Chinese authorities for shoplifting while overseas on a college trip. He also talks about the battle that the president had with Frederica Wilson, and also he came out against Marshawn Lynch. Here's what he said about Marshawn Lynch. This is a tweet that really didn't go really anywhere, but the president was criticizing Marshawn Lynch of the NFL's Oakland Raiders because he stood for the Mexican anthem and sat down for our national anthem, and the president criticized him for that. The president said, great disrespect, and next time, Marshawn, the NFL should suspend him for a remainder of the season. Now, what's interesting is, and you know, no great offense to Greg Sargent from the Washington Post, but let's not forget that in at least two of the three incidents that he talks about, President Trump is not the one that started the fight. Oftentimes, it is others that start the fight, and the president, like it or not, he decides to punch back, and we know that when the president punches back, he punches back a lot harder than the initial punch. So when he talks about LeVar Ball, for example, it was President Trump, and we've talked about this the last several days, and certainly this is something that I feel like the president needs to just stop it. In the sense that here we are, he's got this kid, LeVar Ball's son, out of the Chinese jail, and after he decided to shoplift in China. And so the president, of course, we know what he did. He ended up tweeting out that he wanted to see if these guys would say thank you. And they did. But then this guy, LeVar, he decides to run around and give interview after interview, basically attacking the president. And my two cents on this, the president does not need to engage with this guy because of the fact that every time the president does, he gets another 15 minutes of fame. But the point is that these folks attack the president. He then decides to respond. It's the same thing with Representative Frederica S. Wilson of Florida. Now, you remember that conversation about how she attacked the president, saying that his phone call with a Gold Star widow went horribly wrong, and she attacked him. And so then the president decides to go after her, and that was, that was a storyline and a controversy for at least a week. But again, it's the same thing that I was saying with LeVar Ball, and that is that here we are, we have people who are attacking the president, and so the president decides to return fire. That isn't the president going out of his way, as Sargent writes. That's not the president going out of his way to attack prominent African Americans. What he is doing is he is defending himself. Now, we can have the argument and the conversation and the debate all day long about whether or not the president should be, as I often say, and a lot of people will
we'll say, punching down to these folks that are attacking him. Because you would think, and this is where I stand on this, I don't think that the president should be dealing with the likes of this, the father of this kid who stole the sunglasses in China. The president has more things to do, better things to do, than to deal with this guy who is taking glee and excited that the president is taking time out of his busy schedule to go after him on social media, on Twitter. But the point of the matter is, as far as this guy Sargent goes, is that the president is defending himself. Now, in the case of Marshawn Lynch, first of all, the president is absolutely right. We know that the NFL has a lot of problems right now, and we know that by Marshawn Lynch standing for the Mexican anthem, yet sitting down for our own national anthem, first of all, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Because you've got the, you know, you got Mexico and you got all these people that are fleeing Mexico. You've got the drug cartels. You've got the horrible economy and all the things that are going on in that nation. And they're fleeing to the United States for a better life. And so for Marshawn Lynch to stand for their national anthem, yet kneel for ours, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, we know that Marshawn Lynch, sometimes he does not make a lot of sense. But as far as the Washington Post goes and President Trump having to defend himself on Twitter against these attacks by Sargent, and I don't know if I'm correct in saying that these are attacks, but I am just pointing out that the president is defending himself. Sargent, by the way, closes by writing, and I thought this is important. Also, he says, it would be deeply unfair to President Trump to suggest that this constitutes a pattern of race baiting on his part, and deeply unfair to his supporters to suggest that such a pattern might be designed to resonate with them, if that pattern existed at all, which it doesn't. So an interesting read from the Washington Post. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Marion Vince on WMAL.
So you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust to put you first. This is Vince Colonnaise, and I recommend you call Frank Prindle and Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle, a West Point grad and military vet, uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster, and for more money than the average agent. Kurt and Dawn of Alexandria had a rental property they wanted to sell as is. Frank evaluated the home's condition, established a plan, and the home sold within 1 week at $11,000 above list. You see, there is no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro DC. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, save $10 instantly on two Trikoonix premium quality wiper blades. Advance also offers free wiper blade installation with purchase on most vehicles at most locations. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com for details. Valid now through November 29th.
7:45 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's time for traffic. We do traffic and weather together. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Dan in Woodbridge, there's an accident. Canton Hill Road and Telegraph Road. Police and the fire department there. A couple of cleared accidents. One in Falls Church, Arlington Boulevard westbound past Leesburg Pike. That's out of there. And Route 1 in Laurel at Dormer Avenue. A disabled vehicle has been moved as well. In Silver Spring, New Hampshire Avenue and Powder Mill Road, a crash with police on the scene awaiting a tow truck. The Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound, slow going from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue, and eastbound 66 from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge. That too is sluggish. 395 HOV lanes northbound from the Capitol Beltway to Route 1. It's in about an 11-minute trip, and mass transit on or very close to schedule. And now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be dry and warmer heading through this Friday with sunshine at a high near 55. Tonight, clear with a low of 39. Clouds will increase tomorrow with a few showers and a high near 60, then clearing Sunday with a high temperature reaching the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Ready, set, holiday with Dunkin' Donuts Holiday Coffees. Try a peppermint mocha latte or a brown sugar cinnamon iced macchiato and set your mood to merry. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. It is, again, Mornings on the Mall. The phone number is always 888-630-9625. 888-630 WMAL. Actor Billy Baldwin is accusing Donald Trump of hitting on his wife. Now, I got to tell you, it's Black Friday, and I am so tired of these kinds of stories. But this is what's making the headlines. HuffPo, the Huffington Post. Actor Billy Baldwin accusing the president of hitting on his wife. Billy Baldwin snapping back about a tweet about Senator Al Franken yesterday, saying that President Donald Trump, quote, once hit on his wife at a Manhattan hotel. Baldwin also slammed the president as, quote, a fifth degree black belt when it comes to sexual impropriety allegations. It's always interesting when the left comes out and says these kinds of things, especially considering the fact that the ultimate groper in chief, if you will, would be, of course, Bill Clinton. But everybody seems to forget that. Anyway, moving on. That's far too easy. Baldwin jumped into the fray after the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., tweeted about new allegations about Al Franken, which we'll talk about a bit in the next hour. He was referring to a Huffington Post report published on Wednesday in which another couple women have stepped forward and accused Franken of groping. Baldwin responded with a quip about the president's black belt status, adding that Trump once crashed one of his parties at the Plaza Hotel and hit on his wife until she showed his F.A. the door. So not only does he say that the president is hitting on his wife or did hit on his wife years ago, but also he calls the president a fat A. Baldwin has been married to China Phillips, a singer with the band Wilson Phillips, since 1995. And Trump, you know, he has publicly discussed hitting on married women. He's said this a time or two. And to be perfectly honest, I hate that the president has talked about that. In the infamous Access Hollywood tape, which we all know about, he talked about hitting on women. We also know that there have been multiple allegations against the president, but as far as I'm concerned anyway, no real evidence that the president did anything wrong as far as sexual harassment or groping of that nature. It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is 7:50. I'm in for Mary and Vince. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Mornings on the Mall, 888-630-9625, 888-630 WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf. Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.282% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.282%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Thanksgiving is just days away. Are you worried everyone will notice your under-eye bags and droopy eyelids that just keep getting worse? Introducing the brand new Genucel Eye Lift for tighter, brighter, younger-looking eyes. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and here's what Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado says. I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. So Chamonix's best sale of the year just got better. Until Thanksgiving, order Genucel treatment for bags and puffiness and get the brand new Genucel eyelid lift absolutely free. And for results in 12 hours, the Genucel immediate effects is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com. Plus, call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and the Deep Firming Serum absolutely free with the order. 800-525-2720. That's four bestsellers free with your order while supplies last. Hurry, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com.
You may have heard about dental implants. They're the modern way to replace teeth without traditional dentures. If you need to replace a tooth, talk to your dentist about implants. But if you need many teeth replaced, or even all your teeth replaced, then you need what we call full mouth restoration. That's when you should call me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health.
People come from all over the area to visit me and my expert team because we not only understand the pain and embarrassment of missing teeth, but because we have a reputation for excellence. We handle cases of all sizes, from single implants to full mouth restorations that are virtually indistinguishable from your natural teeth. No traveling to different doctors and offices. We make sure you never go even a day without a full set of teeth. Plus, with sedation dentistry, you can sleep comfortably through the whole visit. All our work comes with a solid guarantee. It's important to you. It's important to us.
If you need serious dental work, you'll need the serious, friendly team that can handle it. Call Cascades Dental of Sterling at 866-25-SLEEP or learn more at cascadesdental.com.
7:52, it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time to check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Well, good morning. People have been shopping for hours already on this Black Friday. Still the biggest in-store shopping day of the year, although this may be it. The National Retail Federation says a survey shows that online shopping may beat out in-store shopping today for the first time. If you're hitting any stores today, you might think you're in the wrong one. Best Buy is selling Barbie dolls, and JCPenney has things it never carried before, like toys and TVs. And were people shopping on their phones at the Thanksgiving dinner table yesterday? Maybe. Online shoppers spent more than $1.5 billion by 5 p.m. Eastern yesterday, according to Adobe Analytics. And futures are higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. It's a 3.5-hour trading day, with the markets closing at 1 Eastern. McDonald's is calling this Black Friday, pushing French fries. Amtrak has a fare sale, and it's calling today Track Friday. I'm Meg Terrell, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're like me, you're dealing with years worth of aches and arthritis pain. What if I told you that no matter how many pills, procedures, or surgeries you've gone through, there is a way to finally find relief from knee, back, and joint pain? The Pain Arthritis Relief Center of Rockville is among the leaders in regenerative orthopedics. Imagine a day without arthritis pain, running, swimming, biking, golfing, or playing tennis like you did in the days before pain slowed you down. Regenerative orthopedics is on the leading edge of medicine, and the Pain Arthritis Relief Center is home to some of the most experienced surgeons in regenerative medicine. The Pain Arthritis Relief Center uses their own proprietary treatment methods to take your healing and pain relief to another level. Get your life back. Do what I did. Call the Pain Arthritis Relief Center for a free consultation. 301-710-9777. That's 301-710-9777. Online at painarthritisrelief.com. That's painarthritisrelief.com.
7:55, it's Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather together, first on the fives. Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dan. In Alexandria, the inner loop of the Beltway approaching Van Dorn, there's a crash. Police and the box truck have left the scene. The pickup just remains on the shoulder, so they're trying to work that out as quickly as they can. This traffic report is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. 95 northbound past 644 in Springfield, a crash. The highway response on the team, it's on the left shoulder. As far as another crash, Woodbridge, Canton Hill Road and Telegraph Road, an accident. Police and the fire department on the scene there. A blockage at the intersection. 395 northbound between Waterfront, the D.C. Waterfront, and 395 3rd Street Tunnel. Beginning to build in volume, just a tap of the brakes here. And the southeast-southwest freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue. It's a bit sluggish, about 7 minutes, should only take take you about 4. You know, to relieve muscle cramps in your leg and your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry conditions and some more temperatures if you're going to be out on this Friday with sunshine and a high near 55 and a clear sky tonight with a low 39. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 33 degrees in our nation's capital.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now, I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions. Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh, man.
Tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
Good morning, it's Dan Mandis right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Well, it is Black Friday across the DMV. We'll talk about that. And Uma Thurman takes out Harvey Weinstein. Details straight ahead on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A house fire in Capitol Heights early this morning has claimed the life of an elderly woman. Prince George's County firefighters were called to that home on Wilburn Drive around 3 this morning. Fire spokesman Mark Brady says the woman is believed to be in her 70s, and a firefighter was hurt as well.
One firefighter also sustained second-degree burns about his body and has been transported to the burn unit at Washington Hospital Center. The cause of the fire is currently under an investigation. However, it does appear accidental.
The names of the victims not yet released. Kirk Cousins threw 2 touchdown passes as the Redskins beat the Giants in their first ever Thanksgiving Day game.
Kirk, play action. Wheels, going end zone left side. Touchdown! Josh Doxson!
Dotson with the catch. Great catch by Dotson. And the Redskins take the lead with 3:31 to go.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL. Skins now 5-6 on the season. Oh, Giants player Olivier Vernon took a knee during the national anthem last night. And President Trump isn't happy about it. He tweeted this morning.
Retweeting, in fact, a message from one of his assistants, Dan Scavino, but the president himself writing, "Can you believe that the disrespect for our country, our flag, our anthem continues without penalty to the players? The commissioner has lost control of the hemorrhaging league. Players are the boss."
Correspondent Joe Johns. As you're out shopping today, police will also be at Fashion Center of Pentagon City, hoping you'll help them fill the cruiser.
Arlington County Police will be collecting new unwrapped toys. The department's Ashley Savage tells WMAL the goal is to make sure every child in the county has a new toy this Christmas.
Last year, we raised a couple thousand toys from our community, and we know the community will come out again and help us, and we expect to increase our numbers and raise even more toys this year.
This afternoon, officers will be next to the Christmas tree on the metro level of the mall. Savage says there will be other donation locations throughout December, and you can drop off toys also at the police station. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Zoo's turning into a winter wonderland tonight for the 11th annual Zoo Lights.
Just like in years past, Zoo Lights will feature old favorites, including
the Zoo Choo Choo.